Welcome to City Wears 11, a collection of 11 performances by poets recorded at locations on or near King Street, Newtown. Before each poem, you will hear a set of instructions that will guide you to the location where it was performed.
At the end of each of these instructions, you will be invited to pause your MP3 player at the sound of a bell.
This is to give you time to make your way to the location. Once there, press play to hear the poem. Now begin. Go to Gould's Books Arcade at the northern end of King Street. Take some time to wander among the shelves and peruse the plethora of out-of-print titles on offer.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear Benito D'Affonso's poem, Sunday Morning.
The sun's coming up on Sunday as I stumble out of Stanmore, and the cabs crawl out like cockroaches onto Enmore Road. As I steer myself down the spirituous sidewalk, I see them search assault streets like sirens for lost sailors to entice with their warm vinyl islands, and directions to their cousin Abdul's in Surrey Hills, where you can purchase a gram of Turkish delight to loll away the recovering day. As I pedal my feet down the street, my blind man's brain riding my body like a battered bicycle, the sick sweet stench of beer and kebab swims towards me from the bent over boy in the Commodore door as he attempts to kiss the tarmac with his intestines like a Pope turned inside out. The bouncer outside the bank hotel, his bored, broad shoulders bursting sluggishly through his superfluous suit, looks as fresh as the apathetic kebab that I purchased next door, as he sways from soul to soul, wishing some young gothy gets smart with him, allowing him to expel that pent-up energy that bubbles restlessly inside of him like a nun's libido. And I veer right and roll towards Erskineville, where outside the Imperial, a cornucopia of subterranean scenes blends like Bailey's and cream. And a boy with a beer glass embedded delicately in his face boldly refuses an ambulance as he floats painlessly on beer, battery acid and testosterone, and then falls flatulent and flat at the feet of a fatigued paramedic like a drunken fish. And I dive through my back door as the pre-dawn clouds, black and blue as a boxer's brain, change hue to glaring bright blue, and I escape the Segway into day. Yeah, the sun's coming up on Sunday, as I collapse on the couch like a concubine with the kidneys of a cockroach and a liver like a stone.
Now cross to the other side of King Street and walk down past the Marlborough Hotel until you get to the magazine shop called Magnation. Go inside, climb the stairs and find yourself a comfortable seat in the upstairs reading lounge.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear Pterodactyl Man's performance of Australia Street.
Yeah, how do you want us to say
it? I think just pick a note and sing a monotone.
At the same time as you or after you?
All at the same time. Just go left to right and then the bottom one.
Oh, so you want us to do the whole poem with you in a choral effect?
Yes. But each one with a subtle interpretation on the That's a bit like a Greek it's like a Greek chorus, yes.
It doesn't really matter, though.
No, one more time with the stylophone in between. Because I am now in a band called Stylophone Boy 3. And then what you play it on. Okay. One, two, three. Thank you very much. Thank you for this huge audience that's appeared here, and I'm going back to my egg now. I'm going back to my egg. Don't turn off the camera, because I'm going off of the egg of Pterodactyl Man. Bye. Oh, 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 yes. Yes.
Continue down King Street until you hit O'Connell Street. Turn right and head for Berkelow Books. When you get there, go to the cafe upstairs.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear Angela Stretcher's performance of Nothing to Show.
Always proceeding, you are what I came out to see. You, not you. Who shuffles the cards, who never comes forward, but simply appears on a roller coaster or walking down King Street. The static poses in which I multiply myself, in a sense, you are what happens to me. Speaking through events, or when you choose, through always last residue of touch. The product that says by me, the object that glows. When I understand, I see. And when I am tired or confused, I have nothing to show. The sliver of the whole that is you being you. A new moon which calls the old again and again, but different each time. Tonight's heavy as an enormous pitch, drooping over a side street. That light of fragrant slant that lingers through next day, changing as you self shift from lover to father or mother, from singer to silence, then back to song. In you, I view myself at a distance, yet from there, you always seem more real than me, more able to move or think or speak, while I can only write you off.
Head back to King Street and walk down until you reach St. Vinny's. go to the back of the store where the headless Adonis mannequins stand guard over the rack of t-shirts that span the colour spectrum. Pretend to be browsing for secondhand apparel.
Now, press pause when you hear the bell. And when you are ready, press play again to hear Mr. Colonel Fantastico's performance of Uselessness Street.
Good evening, Newtown. We go a long way back, don't we? Me and you, town. Especially St. Vinny's. And it's great to see all these people here tonight, share my passion for the St. Vincent's clothing line. It's very exciting to be here. And let me tell you, I was just thinking, I haven't done some performance poetry for 6 months. Because that would be too long. Now, you all know why we're all here. Because we're not all there. And I'm especially excited, apart from that, to know that we're here to celebrate a unique marriage of digital technology and the arts, specifically ye olde poetry. And that fascinates me, because that very subject is what I'd like to expound upon tonight. A celebration of the marriage of the old and the new, especially the old. And now for my second poem, I give you Uselessness Street. Uselessness Street. Hopping and skipping up Youthfulness Street, I turn 40 into Uselessness Street. Uselessness Street, with its sad old dwellings, facades almost all peeled away now. Over there, Feathering Clem's chicken shop. And down there at the hub, old peelings giving the wind a sound. Yeah, you just keep going down Uselessness Street, head down there. You can take the shoulda, coulda, woulda byways, but what's the point? All roads lead to Rut Street. Yeah, Rut Street. After a while, you look up there at all those bastards up on Satisfaction Promenade and Fulfillment Parade. Yeah, I'll go up there sooner or later, I said. Sooner or later. Yeah, well, sooner has long since passed and later just showed up. And he looks like shit. Hey, at last. Preparation Street meets Opportunity Street. And Preparation says, "Oh, Opportunity, I'm so glad to finally meet you." And Opportunity says, "Fuck off, Preparation." Still stuck on Rut. Still stuck on Rut. You're on some kind of boat, on some kind of river. You're in the Nile River. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. The wind drops. The boat stops. The wind drops again. Where the hell am I? What the hell am I doing with my life? You're wallowing in the mire. Department store. Clutching an expired lay-by card for a Breville crock pot. Yeah. Still stuck on rut. Still stuck on rut. Feeling very pedestrian now. Hey, there's that unsightly disused lot between the townie and the train station. Also known as the Boulevard of Broken Wind. Been there before, haven't you? Yes, I have, many times. Haven't you? I used to own a small house there once, before it got burned down by a stress-relieving candle. Still in Rutt Street, you can go straight, or you can come out on King Street. Go on, come out on King Street. You can take a few nasty bumps and unfamiliar cracks, but stay on King Street and maybe go straight again. Get off any way you can. Or just settle for no sex drive. Crossing Revelation Street now. Now it hits me. I find myself in Acceptance Place. Yeah, Acceptance Place. With my dog, my de factoid, and my de facto. And what's this? A long lost crushed peeling. So long lost, I don't know its name. Not quite pride. Let's call it less shame. Acceptance Street. Where younger, more successful, talented people are not welcome. Yeah, I think I'm gonna be all right.
Go down the road to Art on King. Head for the pretty paint tubes near the front of the store.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear Lou Steer's performance of Phones, Art, Sex, and You.
This is a poem about desire. I ain't dead yet and I still feel the fire. It's a blessing, it's a curse. Knowing you makes it worse. Things change, things can be strange. Dance with a stranger and what you get is danger. Danger with a stranger. Danger, danger, stranger danger. You're not really a stranger, but you are a danger. I know you like the same things as me, but I don't know how you feel about slam poetry. So you text me and we talk about phones. Phones and change. Phones and age. The years go by and nothing is the same. String, wind-up, Bakelite, dial, touch, wireless. Skype, VoIP, satellite. Now I have a piece of a galaxy. Space age, space junk. Phone sex, sex text, sexting. Is it art? Is it smart? Does anyone give a fart? 2 a.m. and the message is still flying. I know what you want. I know what I want. I want danger. Not with a stranger. With you. I want, I want, I want, I want. I know what I want, and what I want is phones, art, sex. And you know what you want too. You want me to give up my beautiful life, stop being a wife, and get into strife. Tempting me to plunge into the depths of the ocean, where the mermaids sing, and you'll never hear a phone ring. I hear those mermaids singing each to each, while you float gently just out of reach. Are your trousers rolled? Let them unfold. I will unfurl my seaweed hair beneath the seas in space. No one will hear us scream. Are you worth it? Are we worth it? What I know is worth it is phones, art, sex, and you.
Keep walking down King Street till you reach Church Street. Now turn right and head for Newtown Cemetery. When you get there, find a quiet spot on the grass somewhere and sit down.
Now press pause when you hear the bell. And when you are ready, press play again to hear Tug Dummerly's performance of Let Us Breathe.
The ancient Hebrew word for God was Yahweh. The original Hebrew spelling of Yahweh was written without any vowels. It had a blank A and a blank E. Scholars surmise that this was so, that when the word was read aloud, the mouth could never close upon it, thus rendering God's name unpronounceable as anything other than breath. God is unpronounceable, yet every second pronounced. Our first prayer at birth, our last at death. Integral as a heartbeat, unthinking as blinking. I am breath, as you are breath, as he is breath, and we all breathe together. This mantra, this meditation of inhalation, exhalation, this common prayer of unutterable, ineffable, universal exaltation. This is a prayer for the pious and a prayer for the prayerless. A prayer for the graceful and disgraced. A prayer for the unformed, the reformed, the born again and deformed. A prayer for the broken, the begging, the lacking and the yearning. This prayer does not discern, but is so profoundly simple and simply profound as to confound the most stubborn of skeptics. To be omnipresent in every splinter and every fibre of every ironclad atheist. Every Fruit Loop fundamentalist, every pantheistic freak. Be your God a share, a stock, a rock, a leaf, you will pray in this way. This prayer splices the sacred to the secular and divines the human in the divine. No division between, just the sacramental sanctity of this breath prayer, this black prayer, this gay prayer, this refugee prayer, this prayer for the victor and vanquished, this prayer for the tortured and torturing, this Israel prayer, this Palestine prayer, this chosen people prayer, this disposed of people prayer, my prayer, my lover's prayer, my son's prayer, my daughter's prayer, your prayer, our prayer. Our breath, through art and breath, hallowed be thy breath. Thy breath come, thy breath be breath, in breath as it is in breath. Give us this breath, our daily breath, and breathe us our breath as we breathe with those who breathe with us. God is unpronounceable, yet every second pronounced, in every breath we take. Brothers, sisters, let us breathe.
Go back to King Street, walk past the Dendy, then go into Better Red Than Dead. Walk to the back of the store and climb the stairs to the mezzanine level. Now turn and look over the ground floor of the store.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear Alana Hicks' performance of Sleepwalking.
Jowls, small eyes, thin lips, slime smiles, dead howls, hidden sighs, long cries, round arse, nice thighs, square jaw, set, thrust, red, raw scent, mask, floral, wooden free, Cinderella beauty with the big hair, Latino elevator music from where, classical guitars from next to free hugs from a bum, and I'm the only one taking notes. Girls chase men, sell charity, chase each other, Christmas ill wishes, disparity, no one notices in a classy establishment like this. An abscess like me has all the cards go fish, watching guitar move man, stepping from right foot to left, two fingers, E's, D's and F's, semitones, semi-consciously strumming and plucking and slapping, two rhythms crafted within one time, phrase and melody, incorrect check, mental check, the remedy, all pieces missing are found in faces I have seen, strangers in the street seem to have something obscene, if you look real close they've been through walls, no features, sure, a spirit, a soul, but aesthetically nothing of note. The mannequins in the shop front reek of experience. First time is to this carnival, they pay money to the street performers cheating from an institution. And if there were two things I had to fight for, one would be love, and the other freedom, he says. I listened, I wrote, lolling those oceans around my throat, empties to my stomach, can't stomach the notion of huge, huge boats, the kind that wash a bamboo raft away, the raft of freedom in decaying hope, in a way that lifts, in a way it goes. On a way that lifts, in a way it goes. And I know I'm looking through the wrong eyes at this scene. I know I'm looking through eyes I found somewhere and put on, lost eyes. I know I'm looking through a dead chest, empty of promises, of beauties reserved for someone else's daughter. And these eyes defied the order, defied a direct command to be accurate, while accurately black, not blue with flecks of green. I was never intended for this scene, it was never intended for me. I was never intended for this scene, and it was never intended for me. And I like the way the rain falls in those overcast days, days that leap up and bite you in the underarm, too short for the sun and too long for the moon. And if there were two things I had to fight for, one would be love and the other freedom, he says. I listened, I wrote, lolling those oceans around my throat, empties to my stomach, can't stomach the notion of huge, huge boats, the kind that wash a bamboo raft away, the raft of freedom and decaying hope, on a way that lifts and away it goes. On a way that lifts and away it goes. On a way that lifts and away it goes.
Leave Better Red Than Dead and continue down to the open space in front of the Martin Luther King mural. Take some time to admire this artwork, which recently turned 20.
Now press pause when you hear the bell. And when you are ready, press play again to hear Candy Royale's performance of Disjointed.
There is never a single story, though this is what is being told. There is never a single angle. I thought this truth to be ages old. Those who can't understand that a curtain has been drawn must not see those lies, obvious to us, the last bastions of humanity. This curtain is one of iron through which we must peep. We are eyes which should see, too adept at tapping into vanities, irises expanding over fantasies with selective blinkers that help us glaze over the casualties. This is not so easy for me, for I was baptized, anointed in the ointment of at least half the world's hurting. My skin glistens with a moisture I cannot shake off, like, well, like some wet dog. So tell me, how can others see only in the form of the prescribed? I have been waiting for that catastrophe that would open people's closed eyes. And it came way before those two towers imploded, then collapsed upon a city, sleeping on top of its jewels in the crown of all that is wrong with a Western superpower. And it went, forgotten like the lives lost in previous times, where the same lies were used to sell stories about other powers committing some abuse. And it came way before another Arab country was stormed, and it went out with the racist jokes which have become the norm for those in whom hatred chokes. And like the shores of a sea being pounded daily, where it is so used to this sensation it doesn't even realize the beating it is constantly receiving, we have become used to that rhythm of bloodshed, candidly declaring our support of whomever sheds the least is the better beast. Well, I for one cannot believe in this new reality where better the devil you know and the lesser of two evils has become the status quo. And so, I recognize that I am a single finger, solitary and useless as a weapon, for I will not join four more to become a fist. I will not join four more to be one of the fists which punches air in victory, celebrating death our morbid victor. I am a single finger, not interested in joining the hand that would require it for a trigger. I am a single finger, which would only join four more to be one of the fists which beats upon the breast of the mourner in empathy, mourning a grief so foreign to us, so free. I am a single finger, only interested in joining the hand that would require it to wield the pen that pens these words, in the hopes that you will see, for I wish not to use this finger to point accusingly, and instead would like to be the finger which presses up against lips too quick to spit untruths against lives already broken, begging for thoughts to be reformed before being spoken. Yes, let it be known that this finger exists only to be pricked, to show you that the color of my blood matches yours, so you can see our life force is resplendent in its similarities. And yes, let it be known that this finger is directly connected to these feet, which wish not to run in fear, but dance to the drumbeat of freedom, tapping out a rhythm dissimilar to ammunition exploding, but similar to artillery in arteries, sending messages to a brain firing on all cylinders and unafraid to ask the important questions. Yes, let it be known that this finger will cross this heart and hope to die as a promise to all who watch this, that I will never be tainted by those who know only how to hate.
Walk down to the plaza in front of Newtown Neighborhood Center and find somewhere to meander and listen to the next piece, which is Funky Sounds and Soulful Roots of Rap Improvisation, and you may just want to bust a move.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you're ready, press play again to hear Ilya and Jamie get funky.
Contact for like 2 seconds with the army patterns. I'm jumping. open air discotheque for the freaky mindset. A new set, jazz set, music select. We make it hit from a heartbeat to a drum kit. A passion circuit, move your words and beats right through to ya. What you saw on TV and magazines, you can't forget. We reinvented the space, invented this place. Out of the pop to your face. So hot to walk, move your body clock, let it lock, go up. Burst on a rhythm, kick it sounds alive. From the inner city rhythm, wanna come and take a dive. Wanna move, wanna groove, wanna pass through to the other side of my imagination. Melodical rush, come like an uplift. Wanna come with a silly gift. Now my name's Aaliyah, groove, a spitter, attack, a syncopator. Comes the drama, larger than life. Here it is now, we move beyond the knife. Beyond the apathy, the gloom, and the shadows. We just let it boom on the bass, sub bass. We snarl like a libido going up. Hey, hey, here it is again. Wanna move and transcend. I'm ready to bend time and space to another part of this place.
Cross at the lights and head for the Town Hall Hotel on the other side of the intersection. When you get there, head upstairs and find the balcony that overlooks King Street. Order a drink if you feel so inclined, and take a seat.
Now, press pause when you hear the bell. And when you are ready, press play again to hear Jesse Willacy's performance of When the Train Stops Falling.
When the train stops falling, when the horse drinks from the bar, and hands thank you, and views look back, when the bird that flew out the door you left open flies right back, when home comes to you, the fish never catch you, the fire starts you, and the bus rides you around town all day, when all the Harrison boys know, when you grow for the grass, when the oil changes you, when I'm proud of everyone, when bottles drink me and the writers read me, when you sting the bee, the wave rides you, your coat wears you, the race wins me, when the clouds sit on the floor, when the spirit needs you, when the painting paints you, and the art makes you, when ideas have me, when the wind runs like you, when the day celebrates you, words write you, the myth spreads you, the moon drinks in the ocean, the raccoons feed the boy, and we all turn red and orange for the leaves, and when your head holds you up, and your teeth put you back in, when tomorrow can't wait, when silence bows for you and the nails hammer you in, when your name displays the marquee and you talk to the parrot and he keeps your feathers, when the cheap room stays in you and your water full of your boots, when the lies tell you tall and the stars see you, but you don't see them.
Leave the townie and continue south to Repressed Records. This is your final stop.
Now press pause when you hear the bell, and when you are ready, press play again to hear TJ Eckelberg's performance of O'Rourke.
There's a friendly face in a foreign city, drinking soup on a street corner you've never seen before. One in 4 million, the chances we're given. Kindness, redemption. You find yourself in a warm room, smiling, listening to candles burning and a bass guitar two voices sound like enough. Like enough for me. And I could be Jim O'Rourke today. I could be Tommy Radonicus. So now I find myself in a strange train, walking past people who say hello in strange ways. And me? I talk too much. I always talk too much. But today, it makes me laugh.